Good morning and welcome to this worship service of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls. We're joined today by the chairperson of our Board of Deacons, Wayne Netney, our youth pastor, Reverend Glenn Roundsville, our musical director, Dave Valerio, and this is our first Family Sunday of the year, which means that we have some of our Sunday school children with us, and we welcome them as well and give thanks to Miss Heather and Miss Sherilyn for keeping the Sunday school together at this time. If you're a visitor today, we hope that you will be with us often. And Pastor Glenn, please call us to worship.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let us call ourselves to worship. Amen.
Holy God, we praise your name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth, thy scepter claim. All in heaven, domain, everlasting is thy name.
Spirit of the living God, descend upon our hearts, empower us, refresh us, enlighten us, and heal us, and comfort us. Grant us strength and be present with us in uncertain times. We pray this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So this is our first Family Sunday. And so I'll have a children's message, and then Sherilyn and Dave will also share some of what the kids have been doing. So in the tween class, we've kind of followed along with what the other classes are doing on friendship. And we've talked about several stories in the Bible, David and Jonathan, Ruth and Naomi, Elijah and Elisha. Kind of had a little bit of trouble discussing that one because the names were so similar. And also Jesus, Zacchaeus, and other sinners that he associated with and why. A lot of the qualities that we had identified as desirable in friends were loyalty, kindness, friendliness, being funny, smart, and trustworthy. I think we all know the benefits of those. And we also discussed some of the things that, you know, when friends let us down or even talk about us behind our backs and things like that, and how awful that feels. And in all that, we know that God is with us, but also how to develop the qualities that we like in other people, in ourselves, is very important. Also, we talked about the sacrifices that friends are willing to make. Now, Jonathan, he was King Saul's son, and he gave up a lot to protect his friend David, who would be the next king. We looked at that. Also, Ruth went with Naomi, left everything behind, took the religion of Naomi, and actually, because of that, she, I mean, it's kind of out of order, but is the great-grandmother of King David. So that was a big faith thing that we saw there. And then Elisha was trained by Elijah, but also was cared for by him. And that was kind of a mentoring relationship, which we talked about. And then Jesus meeting the need of Zacchaeus, of his need to be seen, and also that he was transformed in the relationship with Jesus, and just the importance of Jesus taking the time for those who had certain needs and being able to develop friendships with them, even though the people who were the religious authorities at that time didn't look down on that, like didn't want Jesus to do that. So friendships are something that we all want, but it takes time to develop. Sometimes it takes time to develop qualities in ourselves that we want to see, which are like kindness, patience, thoughtfulness, and loyalty. But we value those in others, so we should try to develop those in ourselves as well if we want to be good friends. So that's what I had. So Sherilyn, you're up.
Good morning. So as Pastor Glenn mentioned, our theme for the month of October was friendship. And in the K through 5 class, Ms. Heather and I have been using the new curriculum that we got, and it's video-based. So each Sunday, we've been sharing a video with the kids that includes the Bible story. And then Ms. Heather's been having some conversation and a little activity with them regarding each week's lessons. And so each week, there kind of is a what they refer to as a bottom line or the lesson for the week. And so this month, we talked with the kids about choosing friends carefully, that friends love one another, that friends encourage one another, and that friends forgive one another. And the kind of the scripture memory verse for the month was, a friend loves at all times. They are there to help when trouble comes. And that's found in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. And so we just wanted to share today a really short video clip that's was part of one of the lessons this month. And it talks a little bit about friendship, and it'll kind of give you a insight view of what the kids have been learning and seeing this month.
How do you build a friendship? Some people think it's all about climbing the ladder of popularity or gathering the biggest number of followers on social media. Others believe it means throwing a birthday party at the best place so everyone will want to come, or even laughing along when someone makes a mean joke so that you can fit with the in crowd. But none of those things can promise you real friendship. Building true friendships is not about being in. It's about being the in for others. It's showing someone that you care about them, and not just yourself. It's a smile and an encouraging word when someone in your class is having a bad day. It's making a spot at your lunch table for the kid who doesn't have a place to sit. It's inviting a new kid to your birthday party, even if it's just in the backyard. It's taking time to make your own get well card for the kid in your small group who broke his leg. When you choose to be a friend, you create a safe, welcoming place for others. You'll discover you're building true friendships, and others will see God at work in your life. That's why friendship is an amazing way to worship God with your life. Because worship is about more than just singing loud. It's all about living loud.
I think Mr. Dave also has a song to share, if you'd like to introduce that.
Good morning, everybody. And it's good to have some of the kids here with us. And I see those are some of the kids that were in my kids' choir, which hasn't met in a while. So I feel bad about that. And I'm sorry about that. But today we're going to sing a song about friendship. That's a song that we sang in the kids' choir. And it's a song I wrote quite a while ago. So a lot of kids have sung this. And like Reverend Glenn said, all the good things about the good qualities of what a friend is, all those qualities are things that you can find in Jesus. And Jesus can be your friend. And he's there for you all the time. He listens to you when you pray. He teaches you right from wrong, because all those stories that are in the Bible are all things about how Jesus is a good person and makes you a better person. So if anybody knows the song, you can sing along at home. Leave yourself muted, though, but you can sing along at home. But this song originally was written back when we had two choirs, and there was a little kids choir, which was like maybe 8 or 10 kids, and there was a big choir, which was 8 or 10 kids. So you'll hear a couple of raps. There's some raps in the song, and the first rap is for the little kids to sing, and the second rap is for the older kids to sing. But Mr. Dave is singing all the parts. So you can sing along, and you can play this later on, you know, in the day or in your week, if you want to learn the words and learn how to sing along with it. So it's something that the kids can play again. So here's Jesus is My Friend.
One, two, three, four. Jesus, Jesus is my friend. Jesus, on him you can depend. He helps me know what's wrong or right. He watches me both day and night. Jesus, Jesus is my friend. Please listen to me, even though I'm only little. I'm not just talking about hey diddle diddle. I'm talking about God in heaven above. He sent us Jesus to teach us love. I said Jesus, Jesus is my friend. Jesus, on him you can depend. He helps me know what's wrong or right. He watches me both day and night. Jesus.
Uh-oh. Don't know why that's doing that.
Jesus, Jesus is my friend. As I grow a little older each and every day, I want to be like Jesus and follow his way. I'm trying to be the best person I can be, because I want to see the world live in harmony. One more time. Jesus, Jesus is my friend. Jesus, on him you can depend. He helps me know what's wrong or right. He watches me both day and night. Jesus, Jesus is my friend. Yeah, he's my friend. He can be your friend too. He's little Reverend Carol's friend.
Thank you very much. And I'm just as tall as you are over Zoom, Mr. Dave. This is the time we share our announcements. Civic announcement, please get out and vote. You've been hearing me say that for several weeks. And a reminder that next Sunday will be the beginning of daylight savings. And so we're going to be, I guess we're going to gain an hour. We're going to set our clocks back by 1 hour. If there's any other announcements I may have missed, please feel free to unmute yourself and speak up.
I have an announcement. Or a couple. So the tweens, their Bibles are actually at church. And so I put them in the CE building downstairs to pick up. Carol, when is a good time to pick those up then? Is the church open most of the time? The door during the week?
Yeah, except for the weekends.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the preschool is there from 6 in the morning till 6 at night.
Oh, so yeah.
They can come in anytime they want. They're upstairs outside the church office, though, when I was last there. Did you move them downstairs?
They were upstairs outside the church office?
Yeah, outside the church office, yeah.
Yeah, outside the church. Yeah, they're still sitting there. Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I wasn't sure of the times.
Yeah, they're open.
Also, we're going to have a... It's going to be a family scavenger hunt online on Friday the 6th. And I'm going to get a message out on that. And also we're going to have a couple opportunities to be, face-to-face with social distancing at our house for a fire pit. I'll have two times for families to sign up. And that's for tweens and explorers. One date is the 14th and one is the 20th. So I'll get that out as well. But it'd be nice to see people actually.
From a distance.
Well, and on that same evening of November 6th, that is our next family feast. So might want to come to the church and pick up their family feast and have that while they're doing their scavenger hunt.
Okay. Oh, good.
Nice. Yeah.
Maybe we should put that as one of the items on the list.
Yeah.
And that way they have to have it.
So there you go. But remember, you have to pre-order. So please do that. One other announcement too is we're getting nearer to thinking we're going to be able to pull off Apple Pie Day. So if you would like to volunteer to peel apples the days before or whatever, this year we're going to have pre-orders and stick with it because we think we'll probably make less pies because we're not really letting it out to the public at this point. We may do that still. So just keep that in mind. November 21st will be Apple Pie Day, we hope. And we'll keep you posted via the Triad and by our announcements on Sunday mornings. Any other announcements?
Reverend Carol, can I just make one quick one since we have some of the families on today? And that is information regarding the Christmas pageant and our virtual Christmas pageant that we hope to do will be coming out in the next Triad, which I believe will be the 3rd, November 3rd that comes out. So just keep a lookout for that information. And if anyone has any questions regarding that or is interested, they can contact me. But information on that will be coming out in the Triad on the 3rd.
Very good. Okay, excellent, excellent.
Can I add to that a little bit? So also, Cheryl, and we might be sending out an email. I'm going to be talking to you about this. So the Christmas pageant just involves any kids that might be in it. It involves making a short video of them, which is only going to last about a minute or so. So I'm going to send out some information, technical information on how to make the video, how to make it better, what you need to do, That kind of stuff. So parents will have an idea of what to do when they do the video. And this is all part of the process of then being able to put it together and mix it together. So we have one big video. So some technical information will be coming out. It's going to be very simple, very easy to do, but we're going to run everybody through it so they know what they're doing. So I'll be getting that to you, Sherilyn, and then we can also pass that out in the next week or so.
Very good. This being the last Sunday of the month, too, is there a mission moment?
Yep, I have
Sue
one.
Dunbar. Sue Dunbar. Okay, great.
Hi, everyone. Good to see everyone. The mission moment or the mission project for the month of October is really bringing awareness to hunger and food insecurities. So in the email that went out, there is an information about what those words mean. Everyone, I think, can relate to hunger, knowing what hungry means. But in food insecurity means that you just don't have the thought or knowledge that you will be able to provide food for yourself and your family. So we really want to bring awareness to this. Normally we have food collections, but during this time we're asking for financial donations in the form of cash donations, you know, that can be sent into the church. And then together collectively, we're contributing that to the Food and Friends. Additionally, you can take actual food items down to Town Hall on Tuesdays and Thursdays to support locally folks in need. It's really an important time. It's October, not November. We usually think of supporting these types of events in November. However, that's when everyone starts thinking about food. So we just really wanted everyone to know the need in the communities, especially now during this economic hardship that so many folks are going through. So your support is truly needed. The next thing up for the missions is going to be Christmases for Kids, which is a fun, exciting time. And that too, we usually think about that in December. However, we need to get all of this ready for the kids for December. So this will be our November project. The team right now is working just to come up with some details to adjust. That tree in the back of the church is going to do no good with all of us remote. So we're going to come up with an alternate way to get that information out to everyone, and we'll be able to support the kids. So more to come on that topic. And Kathy, we are so going to miss you this year, Miss Kathy Wade. I got to tell you, of all times, we will miss you. So she will be here within spirit, and I'm hoping she'll be a consultant to us if we need it. But more to come on that. So in the next few weeks, we'll get that done, because that all has to get back to the program by the beginning of December. So it only gives us the month of November. So thanks for the time, everyone. Remember, food insecurities, donating that through financial contribution to the church, and that Christmases for Kids will be here in November. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Are there any other announcements we need to make at this time? If not, then it's time for Mr. Dave once again to introduce his music.
Okay. So we're going to sing Holy, Holy, Holy. And the lyrics were sent to you through an email, or Sherilyn just posted the lyrics in the chat section. If you find the little chat button somewhere on your Zoom meeting there and click onto it, you'll see that the lyrics were posted in there. And we're going to sing two verses. The first verse, though, is played by the trumpet. So you'll hear a verse played by trumpet, and then we'll sing two verses after that. So let's all join in singing. And remember, keep yourself muted. And let's join in singing together. Holy, holy, holy.
Merciful and mighty God in thee.
three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 through the darkness heavy, through the eye of sinful man, thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside me. In power, love, and purity.
Thank you, Mr. Dave. This is the time we share our celebrations. Madison Lavoy has her Student of the Week certificate. Hold it up in front of your camera there, Madison, so if you can find her on your screen. There it is. Good for you. Congratulations. We are proud of you. Wonderful. Does anyone else have a celebration they would like to share? If so, please feel free to unmute yourself and call it out.
Reverend Carol, I wanted to celebrate my mom today. She celebrated her birthday yesterday.
Oh, big time for birthdays in the, yes. The Reinders family, huh?
Yep.
Very good. Happy birthday. Very good. Any other celebrations?
Well, we celebrated Kristen's birthday yesterday.
Oh, this yeah, that's right.
Now the same age as me.
Uh-huh.
Same age as me, 29.
Exactly, exactly. Also, In our school, we every month have Bible story, and we have a Bible verse to memorize, and then we have chapel. And this week we were able to have chapel outside. There's a cross outside, and they have just right now an altar and kind of staging area. So the kids were able to sit out there, and it was just such a wonderful time to just be outside and be in person and be able to teach them more about the God who loves us so.
Thank you for this. It's really been beautiful for the fall so far.
Oh, so nice. Yeah.
Plus my car died, and we were actually, this is the second car in 2 months.
That's a concern.
Kristen's car died on the way to the Cape. Yeah.
It is for me.
Because now I got the car that we initially got, and she got a car with a sunroof that she wanted. So
oh,
in time for her birthday. So.
Congratulations. Nice birthday present for you. Very good. Any other celebrations?
I have one too, Reverend Carol.
Yes.
Today is actually Donna's birthday.
Oh, happy
and,
birthday.
And if anybody's on Facebook, you'll see I posted a Facebook with her with the giant cake that we ate last night.
Oh, good.
Not the whole thing, but.
Oh, I was
and
say
I'd also like to celebrate that today is also my daughter-in-law, my only daughter-in-law's birthday. My son Tyler's wife, Alicia, is also celebrating on the same day. So I celebrate with her.
Okay, thank you. Any other celebrations?
Yes, Reverend Carol, I have one. And
yes, Ed.
I just want to celebrate that the doctors told me that Janet will be coming home on Tuesday.
Wonderful.
She still has two tests that's ready on Monday to do.
Okay, good. That's so good. Yes, you can clap for that. Yeah, this with COVID, it's been so tough. I think you've been just ships passing in the night, Ed, for a while.
Oh, I know it.
It's been tough on you. Well, good. I can see the big smile on your face, and that's great.
Looking forward to it, that's for sure.
We will pray for her this morning as well.
I hope nothing comes in the way.
Oh, I hope not either. Congratulations. That's good news.
Thank you.
Anyone else? If not, then let us turn to our concerns as a church family. We pray, of course, for all the people who are ill and others in need of prayer also. So we pray this morning for these people. We pray for Loretta, for Chad, for Doris, for Cher, for Brigitta, for Lee, that's Tyson's sister, Julie Goss's brother-in-law, Bert, for Mark and his family, for Marie, for Ed and Janet. You heard from Ed just now, and we're glad that things are going in the right direction there. And Pastor Glenn's father is facing some rather serious surgery coming up on this week, we believe. So we pray for him. We pray for actually two children, Raylan, who's 12 years old, she and Madison, who is a seven-year-old, not a part of our church, neither one, but they are both little girls that are facing a battle with cancer. And Vinny, I believe, has been hospitalized this past week and is now home. We pray for Kathy as she has some eye surgery to face. And we've been asked to pray for Ronald as well. And those who are in the nursing homes and assisted living, we pray for Bud and Jackie and Carol. We continue to pray for all the people who are suffering from COVID-19 and all who are on the forefront of that battle and for those who suffer from addictions. And as always, we pray for the health of our nation and our communities as we face these difficult days together. So please join with me in a moment of prayer. Almighty and gracious God, be with us in this time of prayer. Calm our spirits and lead us to a place of peace. We pray for the good of your church around the world and right here in Attleboro Falls. Through our actions, may we proclaim your goodness and love today and all days. Bless our nation, especially as we are in the midst of this terrible pandemic, that there may be peace within our gates and prosperity within our borders. Give grace to our elected leaders that our common allegiance to justice may be strong and the nation confident in the united and mutual support of our people for our common values and vision. Bless our families and children on this Family Sunday. Protect them from illness, from cruelty and violence at home, at school, or in our neighborhoods. Renew our commitment to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give health, comfort, and strength to those who are sick, bereaved, or weakened by disease or accident. We ask a special blessing upon all of those whose names we have mentioned and pray that you would attend also to those whose names we now share at home or wherever we are in this time of silence. Great God, as you led your people through the wilderness to the promised land, so you have led many of our loved ones through the troubles of life into the rest prepared for your people. Guide our steps that we may not wander from the way before us in Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life. To him with you and the Holy Spirit be all praise and thanksgiving, world without end. Amen.
Care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
For our scripture lesson today, we are continuing Jesus' time in the temple in Jerusalem. A couple weeks ago, you remember, he had flipped over the money changers' tables, and last week he was getting questioned by the Pharisees. So as we join Jesus this week, he continues to teach the crowd in the temple courtyard and addresses the issues he has with the hypocrisy of the religious authorities. I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. Please hear these words. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for them, for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have men call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have only one master, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. May God help us in our understanding of these words.
Next Saturday night is Halloween. Despite the practice nowadays of thinking of Halloween as the devil's night, Halloween is actually a holiday of rich religious origins. The hallow in Halloween comes from the same root as we say every Sunday in the prayer of the Lord, hallowed be thy name. Hallow simply means holy. Halloween is the day before the traditional Christian celebration known as All Saints Day, which we will celebrate next Sunday. So like Christmas Eve, Halloween could be just called easily enough Hallowed Eve. A tradition in which we think of ghosts and trick-or-treating comes from the Celtic beliefs that some of my background through my father. The Celts believe that the souls of the departed roamed the earth one night in the fall. And since it was the time of harvest, people would huddle together in front of fires, eating and telling stories. And thus Halloween evolved into a celebration of witches and ghouls and fiends far removed from the religious roots of All Saints Day. I don't know what our children are going to be doing next Saturday night. Will they be allowed to go trick-or-treating? COVID-19 has changed everything this year, hasn't it? But whatever our children are doing, I pray fervently that they will be protected and kept safe on that evening. Regardless of COVID-19, I suspect that most of our children will still want to dress up, or at the very least decide what kind of a mask they want to wear. And that got me thinking about what Jesus was thinking in the scripture lesson today. But he was certainly not thinking about anything like Halloween. He was thinking about the costumes and the masks that people put on in everyday life. And I'm not talking about the medical masks we're all wearing or should be wearing these days out in public. But Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, as Wayne just read, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach." Jesus said about the leaders of their religion, "They get the law right, but they don't practice what they are preaching." My mother used to say this when I was growing up, "Do as I say and not as I do." And that's basically what the Pharisees were saying. I don't know if the children here remember the famous outlaw of the Wild West, Jesse James. It's certainly a name that most of us know. He terrorized the Wild West with his brother, Frank. Jesse and Frank were PKs. Do you know what a PK is? Nod if you know. No, okay, I see some people shaking their head, right. A PK is a preacher's kid. Yeah, a preacher's kid. Their father was a Baptist minister. It has been said that Jesse James killed a man at a bank robbery and shortly thereafter was baptized in a nearby Baptist church as if nothing had happened. Then he killed another man, a bank cashier, and immediately joined another church choir and taught hymn singing. You got to watch those church choirs, Mr. Dave. We just got to watch them. As one newspaper reporter wrote, "He likes Sundays, Jesse did, but he couldn't always show up at church. On Sundays, he robbed trains." I believe you could say about Jesse James that he did not practice what he preached. Jesse James wore many masks: preacher's kid, lover of the church, bank robber, murderer. Who was the real Jesse James? The truth of the matter is that all of us wear masks from time to time. And on occasion, we can all be pretty hypocritical. I'm certainly conscious of that myself. It's been so easy for so many of us to practice our faith in the United States of America, where we have a belief, a firm belief, I hope, in the freedom of religion. No one is telling us we cannot go to church, as many other people in the world are told, under consequence of death. Every time I think about my faith, I'm confronted with the question of how much or how little my faith costs me, and whether I am really giving all that I can to serve God. We all wear masks. Some people, however, take it to the extreme, and this is what Jesus disliked about the Pharisees. We talk about people wearing their religion on their sleeves. That means they're so high and mighty, and yet we really think that underneath it all, there is some sort of hypocrisies. Well, the Pharisees literally wore their religion on their foreheads and arms for everyone to see. They wore phylacteries, which is in that reading, and that's a word we don't hear very often. But those are little leather boxes that they wore on their foreheads. And these boxes contained verses from the Old Testament. They also like to wear long tassels. And both of these actions are based on obscure references in the Old Testament. Their only practical purpose, however, was to show how very religious and devout the Pharisees were. Common people like shepherds and fishermen and farmers did not wear these things. Meanwhile, the Pharisees oppressed the common people with their interpretations of the law and their demands for money and so forth. The Pharisees counted 613 laws from the Old Testament that the people were supposed to do in order to live lives that were pleasing to God. By focusing on these 613 religious rules and regulations, the Pharisees neglected the weightier issues that Jesus was concerned about, the issues of love and mercy and justice. The Pharisees took the wearing of masks to the extreme. If we work at looking more religious than we really are, then Jesus has some harsh words for us as well. However, there's something that should be said perhaps on this Sunday before Halloween. Be careful about judging other people by the masks they wear. This is a little different perspective on the wearing of masks. In Guidepost Magazine, there was a story that Marilyn Hellenberg tells about a creature that appeared at her door one Halloween. She called it the scariest creature she had ever seen. The rubber mask covering the young man's face and head had a twisted features, a pull-down mouth, and a bright red wound on the cheek. Quickly, Marilyn dropped a couple of home-baked cookies into the young man's sack, and he hurried away. A couple of days later, when the paper boy came to collect, he said, "Those were really good cookies you gave out at Halloween." Yeah, that was the young man behind that horrible mask, and Marilyn could hardly believe it, because she knew that Darren was a real sweetheart, good-natured, polite, working on becoming an Eagle Scout. And it made Marilyn wonder, could there be a lovable child of God behind some of the ugly masks we wear? That woman with the stringy, unwashed hair we try to avoid. Might there be a sweet-natured child with little self-esteem behind her unkempt disguise? That opinionated man who seems so cocky, is it possible there's a little boy behind his blustery camouflage, hoping his fear won't show? How about the pushy woman crowding in front of you at the post office or grocery line? I wonder if the little girl in her has felt ignored for a very long time. And then she concludes by saying, there's a child in me too. She sometimes hurts. And I thank God for those special people who care enough to look beyond the false faces I sometimes wear. Those are really wise words. Be careful about judging people by the masks they wear. For example, young people often try on many masks as they seek to determine an authentic identity. Goth dress, piercings, tattoos, all of these are masks. Of course, there's also the mask of the double-breasted suit and the Coach handbag. Be careful of judging people on their outward appearances. We all wear masks of one kind or another. But here's the important thing we need to see. Regardless of the mask we wear, we cannot fool God. Regardless of what kind of mask we choose to put on, God knows us as we really are. God sees our hearts. God knows our real priorities. God sees behind the mask. It troubled Jesus that the Pharisees taught one thing and did something else. And here's why that borrowed him so much. Because the Pharisees were in a place of responsibility. They were the spiritual leaders of their community. If they taught one thing and did something else, what would that say to those who were looking to them for guidance? Same thing is true of us. If we call ourselves disciples of Jesus Christ, then we have a responsibility. And that responsibility, with God's help, is to make our deeds match our words. Jesus concludes with what is really important in showing our devotion to God. He said, "The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." May God not find us lacking when God looks behind our masks. Amen.
Now receive the benediction. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and this concludes our services, and we hope that you will all stay around and chat for a while.